We have them made in the model shop with varied parameters, such as different germanium resistivities, including a few P-type, and different forming characteristics. It's a typical thing to do was to whack the collector with an electrical jolt. As I was saying, maybe it diffuses phosphorus in it and makes better contact or whatever. Didn't make any great amount of difference what kind of a contact it made. It was just we had this convergent geometry, and the resistance was modulated by the injection of holes. Well, it would yield what characteristics, and more than that, what if you just let them sit there and run at some possible operating point, how these characteristics would change. That was just about the first life test of any kind, and as I say, it came up with a null result that we had these racks with tube-type regulated power supplies, and they were built identically, but I just thought as a matter of precaution to randomize the placement of the different constructions, and we did that, and then we analyzed the results. We found out that one of the racks killed the transistors a lot faster than the other. Supposedly identical regulators. There was a thought we should not use transistorized equipment to test transistors. I couldn't see the logic of that particularly, but since we didn't have much in the way of regulated solid-state power supplies, then we used the available tube type. I don't even remember. It might have been 48 or 96 or something like that. Of course, we would distribute them between the test sets so that they wouldn't put all of one type on one test and the other. We didn't seriously expect we were going to have any difference from the test set.